I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Taliban supreme leader made his intentions clear last night on a special Eid al-Adha radio message. He said, and we're quoting here, "Today we can implement the true orders of Islam. We will not accept any obstacle or global pressure." So far, Afghanistan's de facto government only stays true to claims like these. In June 2022, the Taliban said it protects the religious and civil rights of all minorities in Afghanistan, but clearly, that's not the case. The Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says,
"The Taliban made many promises, and one by one, they have broken almost all of those promises. Afghanistan's a very complex environment."
Meanwhile, Afghans suffer as another food crisis looms. Consider helping believers through VOM USA.
"We are assisting Christians inside the country, helping them literally survive in a chaotic environment. The economy is in shambles, really, following the Taliban takeover."
And what's it like to be a Christian under the Communist Party in China? Well, it's complicated. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says their team works with the Registered Church of China, but even the Registered Church is facing certain restrictions. For example, some believers have reported that the Chinese government might alter Bibles in order to promote pro-Chinese agendas. However, Rovenstein says that's not the case for their team's Bibles.
"We are extremely confident that the Bibles that we purchase within China from Amity Press, which is an international Bible printing organization, are unaltered in terms of that particular."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
"Keep praying for those folks, that God will continue to give them that strength and determination in the midst of the challenges that are before them."
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.